ವಿದಿತಾನುರಾಗ ಮಾಪವರ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಜನಪದ ರಾಜ ನಾವೀರಾತ್ಮದ ಸಮಯ ಸೇತು ರಕ್ಷಾಯ ಭವಿಷ್ಯ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣೇಶು ಪನಿದಾಯ ಸಹಮೇರುದ್ದೇವ ವಿಶಾಲಯ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ನಿಪುಣೇನ ತಪಸಾ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಯೋಗೇನ ನರನಾರಾಯಣಾಖ್ಯಂ ಭಗವಂತಂ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಉಪಾಸ್ಯನ ಕಾಲೇನ ತನ್ ಮಹಿಮಾ ಮಹಿಮಾನ ವಾಪ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ. ಕಿಂಗ್ ನಾಭಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸನ್ ಋಷಭದೇವ್ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ಸಿಟಿಜನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ಗವರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫೀಸರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್. Understanding the popularity of his son, Maharaj Nabhi enthroned him as the emperor of the world to give protection to general populace in terms of the Vedic religious system. To do this, he entrusted him into the hands of learned Brahmins who would guide him in administrating the government. Then Maharaj Nabhi and his wife Mary Devi went to Badrikashram in the Himalayan mountains, where the king engaged himself very expertly in austerities and penance with great jubilation. In full samadhi, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of God in Naranarayan, who is Krishna in his plenary expansion. By doing so, in the course of time, Maharaj Nabhi was elevated to the spiritual world known as Vaikuntha. It's a long purport. King Nabhi understood his son Rishabhadev was very popular among the citizens, the government officers and ministers. Understanding the popularity of his son, Maharaj Nabhi enthroned him as the emperor of the world to give protection to the general populace in terms of the Vedic religious system. To do this, he entrusted him into the hands of learned Brahmins who would guide him in administering the government. Then Maharaj Nabhi and his wife Mary Devi went to Badrikashram in the Himalayan mountains, where the king engages himself very expertly in austerities and penances with great jubilation. In full samadhi, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Naranarayan, who is Krishna in his plenary expansion. By doing so, in the course of time, Maharaj Nabhi was elevated to the spiritual world known as Vaikuntha. Report. So what happened here? King Nabhi was blessed directly by Lord Narayan with his son, who was named Rishabhadev. The word Rishabh in Sanskrit means very exalted person. That is the very incarnation of the Lord. Rishabhadev is one of the incarnations of the what is the royal power. The Lord has many potencies of them, just like Ramchandra revealed great power. So similarly, if Rishabh, he became very popular. Because he could protect, he could correct, he could guide. Just like Guru is a friend, philosopher, and guide, and father to the son, guru to the disciple, and the king to the citizens. So he was very popular with people. Generally, nowadays people don't like good leaders because people have victims of many bad habits. They don't want a good leader, the majority of people. But they're bad, so they want to be cheated by a bogus leader. So about guru disciple also, Prabhupada told, people want bogus gurus. But the real guru will make you live a disciplined life if people don't want to follow. People want God cheaply. Without doing any tapasya, how can you become happy? Without doing tapasya, how can you realize God? And they want proposal like, oh, you can become God. Everybody like that idea. You can become God if you come to me. Or I will show you God without doing anything, without changing any of your lifestyle. The people want to be cheated. They want to follow them. But King Rishabhadev, in those days, people, this was in Satyayuga. So people were already religious. So when they found the king to be more religious than him, he was fully qualified, they felt very secure. They felt very safe. And also King Rishabhadev, he became popular with the government officers and ministers also. He was wiser than the government officers and ministers. So that means he was a very qualified king, Raja Rishi. Raja Rishi means he has complete knowledge about Dharma. Rishi. So he knows the subject and he knows how to rule. And he is powerful. If somebody wants to misbehave, he will be afraid of Rishabhadev. But Rishabhadev will deal with him in such a way, the fellow will become, oh, he is my well-wisher. So, you know, when a person is powerful, people are afraid of him. But A person who is not only powerful, but he is not a dominating kind of person. But he wants to use the power to help others only. Like you can use the power to control others. You can use the power to help others. Nowadays people are afraid of the politicians because they can misuse the law and can harass you. Everything is complete chaos. Because there is no proper law. So, like now, today, in the newspaper, the headlines was, the Chief Justice of India is displeased with the Prime Minister. That means he is trying to show off. Now the Prime Minister cannot speak harshly because, you know, he is challenging the judiciary. So he is like a dictator, himself, completely. Who is right, who is wrong? Nobody knows. No. Everybody here has power. The Chief Justice has power, so he is trying to show. And the Prime Minister has power, he is trying to show. And then you don't know. So simply, but everybody should be subservient to law of God. Then you will know who is speaking what. Just like Chandrasekhar brought some book, how Shiva is Adi Bhagavan. Shiva is God of Gods. Isn't it a big book? So what? You just want to know whether it agrees with Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Whenever somebody is there, his name is Ramananda, somebody is there, very powerful man in his speech. So powerful in speech is not the point. Is he truthful in speech? Is he talking truth? Not that I can speak well, I remember well and put some bogus arguments. Very simple. You don't need to have big knowledge of the scriptures. Just to check out who is right or wrong. Very simple. If you are guided by Guru Parampara, you cannot be confused by anything. The whole world may be going on worshipping this, that nonsense. The devotee is not affected. He knows. Then you may wonder why God is giving opportunity. If you are right, why you are not very powerful? Somebody is bogus, he has more influence. Why Krishna is not making you? Because you are right. So it depends on what people want. The devotee is no less powerful. The devotee doesn't compromise. He is powerful. He cannot be fooled. He cannot be forced. He cannot be confused, a devotee. So he is powerful. Just because some 10 governors and 5 chief ministers and chief justices, they go to some Baba, It doesn't mean that devotee I am. Devotee is not. The devotee, how he looks at things, is sadhu, shastra, and guru. Sadhu means previous saintly authorities. What did Narada do? What did Vyasadeva do? What did Prahlad, Pandavas, Dhruva Maharaj, what did Ravana did? What did Kamsa did? Kamsa worshipped Shiva. Ravana worshipped Shiva. And they were demons. They were self-declared authorities. So a devotee cannot be like that. As I told you, devotee uses his power for benefiting others. But this Ravana and Kamsa, who worshipped Shiv, Shankar. Shankar is not bad. But the difference between Shankar and Krishna, Krishna corrects his followers. But Shankarji doesn't correct his followers because that is not his business. If you go to Shankar for spiritual enlightenment, that he will do. Shankar was guru for many people, Prachetas and like. Because Prachetas were looking for truth, and Shankar told them the Narayan couch. And then some people approached Shankar for some material power, and Shankar gave them material power. But if you approach Krishna, who is your real father, real well-wisher, if you approach Krishna for whatever, like Dhruva Maharaj approached Krishna for kingdom. But first, Krishna purified Dhruva Maharaj. And then he was willing to give kingdom. But because Dhruva Maharaj became purified by chanting the holy name, then I started my tapasya to get some big kingdom. But when I'm doing tapasya to please Krishna and he became enlightened, what a fool I am to ask for something very perishable and something that cannot make me happy. Something that will bring many burdens. If you become a big king, then you have to rule. You have to do so many things. So, the happiness is eluded from your life. So, how can you say Krishna is God? Then if you worship Krishna, you become a very man with good qualities. All good qualities will come. Yashasya bhakti bhagavati akinchana. Sarve tatra samasate sura. Sura means godly qualities. So if you worship Krishna, the Krishna doesn't like pride. And Krishna doesn't like you to mistreat others. A devotee is very careful not to hurt others. No offenses to living entities, no offenses to devotees, no offense to demigods, no offense to the Supreme Lord. That's a devotee. That's a devotee doesn't offend Shiva. Devotee knows how to please Lord Shiva. It's not that a devotee criticizes Shiva, Krishna is God. It is not that a devotee doesn't worship Shiva, because he only worships Krishna. No. But he knows how everything is related. How everything is related. Just like the woman has some husband, and the husband has many relatives, brothers, sisters, parents, and because they have a relation with the husband, she deals very sweetly with everybody. That doesn't mean that she has a separate relation with others. She sees the relation with the husband, so they all relate, are related to my husband, so I should make them happy. So, but our concentration is on the husband. The husband has a relation with all of them. She's expert, she becomes expert to maintain. Otherwise, how a girl will go to in-law's house? And if she is not devoted to husband, the girl will start making politics, fighting, making a difference between husband and mother-in-law, this girl. She's creating problems. But if she actually, because the husband doesn't like that her wife criticizes the sister, the husband doesn't like that she criticizes his mother. He wants that the girl become part of the family. Like that. So that is a devotee. A devotee, like the Babas are there. We just don't criticize them. We ignore them. Is there a difference between criticizing and ignoring? Is there any difference? There is. Ignoring and criticizing. Ignoring, no comments. It's not worth wasting my time. Just leave it. So, like that. A devotee is very expert how to deal. It is said a devotee goes like a needle and comes out like a plow. Plow is a very big thing. You just pull the earth out. There is a needle, it only makes a little puncture, small hole. So everybody goes like that, with a very small needle. And then he deals in such a way that he makes many, many people devotees and comes back. He doesn't make arguments, criticisms, fightings. No. You understand, this guy is a fool. There's no point in wasting time with him. He's in tamagun. Just avoid him. Huh? If a snake is sleeping and you disturb it, and it will trouble you. Huh? So people are in the mode of ignorance. Don't deal with them. Just leave them. Just cut them off. Ignore. Yeah. So let's say a devotee is very expert. Right? How to comment. How to deal with people. Everybody likes a devotee. Devotee. No, this Kapil Bhagavan, Kapil Muni, he told the qualities of a devotee. A devotee is Ajata Satruva Santa Sadhava Sadhubhushanam. Titiksha, Karunika, Ajata Satru Santa. Four lines. Titiksha, Karunika, Surudam Saradehina, Ajata Satru Santa, Sadhava, Sadhu Bhushana. What are the ornaments of a sadhu? Sadhu, ornaments of a sadhu. That makes the sadhu look very attractive. Just like yeah, Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev is a saintly person, is a king. But everybody is loved. Generally, people are afraid of the king. But if they find the king like their father, everybody will like them. If the king is like a father, then people will die for him because he is treating his citizens as his own family. The king will have his own family. The king also, citizens are also there. But if you treat the citizens just like you treat your own children, the king has a wife and 3-4 kids, and the citizens are innumerable citizens, but he doesn't just is overly affectionate to his own children, and he treats the citizens like his servants. Nobody will like. But if he is treating, let's say previously the kings, they used to send their son to Gurukul, not special school. Dehradun, Mussoorie, special school. No. They will send him to Gurukul, where with other children, he is a prince. But when he goes for Gurukul, when he goes to Gurukul, he cannot say, I am king of son, I am king of son, like that. He has to do the same austerities like everybody else. So when he lands and all that, and comes back to become a king, then he will also know how to rule the people properly. So training. Everybody needs training. So, Titiksha, time over. Titiksha Karunika. Titiksha means very patient. So much nonsense is going on in the world. But the devotee, because everything is in the hands of God, what can we do? Wait. And also I am not so qualified. Let me do more penance. When you are not able to make devotees, when you are not able to make public into devotees, don't say public are nonsense. Public is nonsense. Don't say. What is it? I don't have the power of tapasya. I have not attracted the attention of God. So I am not empowered. So take your time. It's called Titiksha. Karunika. Disciples are, they are disciples, they make mistakes. One after the other. Again and again we make mistakes. He is a disciple, he is learning. He is in discipline. He is learning. So he should not become impatient. He should be kind to disciples. And to make disciples. Alright. Don't feel bad. Don't do it again. Go on. Again. It is called Karunika. It is very merciful. It doesn't reject people for their mistakes. Titiksha Karunika. Suhrudam Saradehinam. The Guru is not only Guru for his disciples. Just others. No. Suppose you are a disciple of some Guru. You will only respect your Guru and you don't respect other Vaishnavas or what? No. If you are a good disciple, you learn how to not offend other Vaishnavas. You learn how to cooperate with other Vaishnavas wherever you are. So that's a proper disciple. Not that my guru, others are all nonsense. I don't respect them. Then you are running into offenses. And you will bring infamy to your guru. If you go on canvas, Sukadeva Maharaj, and like that. You are getting trained, they are getting training there. And we should all cooperate together. We are all working for one Parama Guru, Prabhupada. We are all working for one Param Bhagavan, Krishna. So a devotee is very expert. You don't see ISKCON, non-ISKCON. You don't care. If you are a proper, anybody with a Krishna devotee, you should know how to call. Oh, these are guardian of people. No. You should be straight to everybody. At the same time, you are given some instructions. That also you should be able to do. Everything should go on nicely. The devotee is very expert. He doesn't create this kind of petty mentality. People are petty minded. They don't adjust anywhere. They only adjust in that place. They cannot adjust. But a devotee, he adjusts before his big people, he adjusts with his equals, he knows how to keep his subordinates comfortable, he is affectionate. The basic quality of a devotee is affectionate. So, wherever he goes, he creates a good way. Wherever he goes, he creates good vibrations. Not that he goes to create some anxiety there. That is the devotee. So King Rishabhadev is very expert. He is not even enthroned as king, but already he became so popular. Then King Navi understood, my son is so qualified. The son is called, immediately I should mind my business. I have to attain self-realization. Atma Sakshatkar, I want to serve God. One is self-realized, he always, 24 hours, he wants to serve God. That is the business of the soul. Jivar Sarupai, Krishna Nityadas. And there's also another statement. Sarupena Vyavasthita. Now, we are taking body as the self. But, what is it that says? Sarupena Vyavasthita, there is one more line before that. A devotee is free from all bodily designations and is situated in self, Atman. That is a devotee. A devotee will never create any anxiety in others, no matter what. You understand, this guy is unable to learn, leave him for some time. There's no point in pushing. If you push him, he will go out. Don't push him too much that he will go out. You push him to advance, not that you want to go away, you know. Don't push people like that. Just leave them time. So, you try to work on them. If he's not ready, allow him to hang around for some time. Then, when he grows, then he'll understand what is wrong with me, you know. So, this is a devotee. A person who is always chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna will guide him from within. And he knows how to deal with people, how to deal with situations, and how to be equipoised in duality. This is Rishabhadev. So, that's why Rishabhadev is a great king, is an ideal Grihastha, is very qualified. So we'll stop here tomorrow also. We'll not start reading the purport. You can read the purport, huh? No hurry to appointments and all that. All right. When Maharaj Nabi saw that his son Rishabhadev was popular with general populace and government servants, he chose to install him on the imperial throne. In addition, he wanted to entrust his son into the hands of the learned Brahmins. This means that a monarch was supposed to govern strictly according to Vedic principles under the guidance of learned Brahmins who could advise him according to the standard of Vedic scriptures like Manusmriti and similar Shastras. The duty of the king to rule the citizens according to Vedic principles. So nowadays that is not there. Everybody is authority and himself, everybody can have his own philosophy. According to the Vedic principles, society is divided into four categories: Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. Chatur, Varna, Maya, Sushtam, Gana, Karma, Vibhagasa. After dividing the society in this way, it is the king's duty to see that everyone executes Vedic principles according to the caste. A Brahmin must perform the duty of a Brahmin without cheating the public. It is not that one attains the name of Brahmin without qualification. It is the king's duty to see that everyone engages in his occupational duty according to Vedic principles. In addition, retirement at the end of life is compulsory. Maharaj Nabi, although still a king, retired from family life and went with his wife to a place called Badrikasram in the Himalayas, where the deity Naranarayan is worshipped. The words prasanna nipunena tapasa indicate that the king accepted all kinds of austerity very expertly and jubilantly. So if you do proper tapasya, your enthusiasm will be there, because you are becoming happy. He did not at all mind living a comfortable life at home, although he was the emperor. Despite undergoing severe austerities and penances, he felt very pleased at Badrikasram and did everything there expertly. In this way, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, Samadhi Yoga, always thinking of Krishna, Vasudeva, Maharaj Nabi attained success at the end of his life and has promoted to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka. This is the way of Vaidic life. One must stop the process of repeated birth and death and return home back to Godhead. The words Tan Mahimanam Evapa are significant in this world. Very good. Tan Mahimanam Evapa, last word. Sridhar Swami says that Mahima means liberation in this life. We should act in such a way in this life that after giving us this body, we will become liberated from the bondage of repeated birth and death. This is called Jivan Mukti. Srila Vera Raghava Acharya states that in the Chandyoga Upanishad, there are 8 symptoms of Jivan Mukta. So, if you think you are a liberated person, check in yourself whether you have got these 8 symptoms. Who is already liberated even when living in this body. The first symptom of one liberated is that he is freed from all sinful activity. Apata papa. No mental sins, no physical sins. Physical sins means vices. Mental sins means envy, jealousy, hatred, ego. As long as one is under the clutches of Maya and the material energy, one has to engage in sinful activity. Bhagavad Gita describes such people as Dishkritina, which indicates they are always engaged in sinful activity. One who is liberated in his life does not commit any sinful activities. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. Another symptom of a liberated is Vijara. He is not subjected to the misery the world has. That is a symptom. A devotee is very joyful even in the world age. His body may not be working, but because he is a liberated person, he is very joyful in mind. And Prabhupada, body has many handicaps, diseases. But Prabhupada was not morose, simply. That's a test. If they are self-realized, their body may be completely broken down. But because you have separated yourself from the body, you still speak very joyfully. You don't start crying. You don't start being in a bad shape. The devotee is always very sweet. Suppose I run in an accident, still I'm peaceful and I speak very cooperatively, not upset, irritated and like that. Then you wonder, how is tolerating all this? This is a devotee. Vijara. The world age doesn't affect him. Affect his mind, not the body. The mind is liberated, which indicates that he is not subjected to the miseries of the world age. Another symptom, Vimrityu. A liberated person prepares himself in such a way that he does not take any more material bodies which are destined to die. Vimrityu. Not afraid of death, he will not take birth again. In other words, he does not fall down to repeated birth and death. Another symptom, Visoka, write down. Visoka, Vimrityu, Vijara. All starts with V. V means Visesha, special person. Visoka, which indicates that he is indifferent to distress and happiness. He may get a lot of things, he is not materially, he is not happy. He may get a lot of troubles, he is not in distress. Another is Vijigasa, which indicates that he no longer desires material enjoyment. So many opportunities may be there for material enjoyment, but a spiritual person is not tempted, is indifferent, is not interested, no longer desires material enjoyment. Another symptom is apipata, which means he has no desire other than to engage in the devotional service. Apipata means he above fall down, he cannot fall down. Which means that he has no desire other than to engage in devotional service of Krishna. Apipata. His dearmost pursuable friend is Krishna. A further symptom is Satyakama. You count how many are there. Is Satyakama, which indicates that all his desires are directed by the Supreme Truth, Krishna. He doesn't desire anything asatya. His desires are directed by Supreme Truth, Krishna. He does not want anything else. He is Satya Sankalpa. That is Satya Kama and Satya Sankalpa. Wherever he desires, whatever he desires, is fulfilled by the grace of Krishna. Satya Sankalpa. The Sankalpa always comes true. First of all, he does not desire anything for his material benefit. Secondly, if he desires anything at all, he simply desires to serve the Supreme Lord. That desire is fulfilled by Lord's grace. That is called Satya Sankalpa. So what is the difference between Satya Kama and Satya Sankalpa? Satya Kama and Satya Sankalpa. He doesn't desire separate from Krishna. That is Satya Kama. All those things what we have to do for Krishna. That is Satya Kama. Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he thinks for Krishna, it will happen. Now some things happen for us, some things don't, because we are not pure devotees. If a pure devotee decides, Krishna will certainly fulfill, because that is for the benefit of public, that is for the glory of God, not for his personal glory. It is Satya Sankalpa. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur points out that the word Mahima means returning to the spiritual world, back home, back to Vaikuntha. So Sukadeva Goswami says that word Mahima means that the devotee attains the qualities of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Sadharma, same quality. Just as Krishna is never born, never dies, his devotees who return to Godhead never die, never take birth. It is in the material world, Mahima. So real Mahima. You use the word Mahima in Hindi, Telugu. Real Mahima is that you don't take birth again. That is the real Mahima. Other Mahimas may be something extraordinary, something wonderful, something mystical. But still you have to become old and die. So that is not real Mahima. Mahima means he becomes free from a devotee, attains the same qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, returning to the spiritual world. So his devotees who return to Godhead never die, never take birth into the material world. Srila Prabhupada ki. Visoka Vijara Vijaksa Vijigasa Vijigasa.